are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, we're getting into conversation about the role of mentorship and spiritual growth. And today we're looking at Paul and Timothy, a model of spiritual mentorship. Now, Paul didn't just preach the gospel, he invested in people. And Timothy was not simply a student, he was a spiritual son. Their relationship shows that mentorship is not transactional, it's transformational. Paul taught Timothy how to lead, but more importantly, how to live. And this kind of investment multiplies faith across generations. So let's get straight into it. Pastor Marere joins us on the line. My pastor, good morning once again. Welcome back to the program.
I'm doing well, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us again. We always appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you also.
Thank you very much. All right, so let's get into it, Pastor. Let's speak about what aspects of Paul and Timothy's relationship stand out as a model for mentorship today.
Thank you so much. From the relation that exists between Paul and Timothy, he treated Timothy as a son, but not a biological one, but a spiritual son. Mm. In other words, the relationship that exists between Paul and Timothy, there was parental authority and sonship, submission, whereby Paul would have all the control upon the life and the affairs of Timothy, encouraging him, instructing him, empowering him as a son. And where there is a father-son relationship, it was not only spiritual investment, but there is also an element of a parental bond and some parental investment that happens between Paul and Timothy. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. And how did Paul balance correction, encouragement, and empowerment in his mentoring?
The way he would encourage, I saw that the way he would balance, he would speak to Timothy. Although the Bible doesn't mention everything, but I discovered that Paul was at some communication means whereby he would get information from the territory where Timothy was. Remember, there is a portion where Paul says, "Let no one despise your youth." Which means there were some small elements that Paul is head of people who would have challenged the edge of Timothy. But it can also mean Timothy himself would have his low self-esteem upon his age, where he said, "No, with my age, can I do to the leaders? Can I do to the parents?" But Paul would say, "Please, let no one despise your youth." Besides that, Paul also encouraged Timothy to make sure that he was studious, where he said, "Start to show yourself approved unto God." And also Paul would encourage Timothy to be exemplary. You know, when you are studying about authority, there is authority that is from position. There is authority that comes from skill or from profession. Whereby someone is just being called a doctor or a physician. There is authority that is derived from someone having an expertise from a certain area. So Paul would say, besides you being young, you can compensate by having good behavior, by having enough knowledge to feed the church, so that the element of being young would not be seen protruding from the life of Timothy.
That's beautiful. And I love the whole idea of correction, encouragement, and empowerment, that they're all important. They don't have to be, you know, they don't have to be mutually exclusive, where you can only correct or you must only discipline, but all of them are part of this relationship. And that, I feel like that's a healthy balance.
Yes. Yes, that's very important.
Yeah. And what does it mean to be a spiritual son or daughter rather than just a follower?
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. To be a spiritual son, number one, there is an adoption of a parent-son relationship
mm-hmm.
that exists in the biological, which means there is a responsibility from the father. There is the father is the provider. Okay. In this case, Paul was making sure he's looking for all the spiritual resources that Timothy needs.
Mm.
Then Timothy, as a son, he also need to respond with obedience in regard to the instructions that he was given to Paul. Then also, spiritual son denotes an element of permanence.
Mm-hmm.
I only had one father. There is no more any time where I can say, no, you, my father, I no longer want you to become my father because I've got his genes.
Mm-hmm.
So when Paul is saying, you are my spiritual son, he is saying, you are not going to have any other father beside me and you cannot revoke my fatherhood. This is not an adopted father or an adopted son, but he's just going straight to the primary meaning of father and son.
Wow.
And also it means when Timothy put some physical or spiritual needs that he would need in the future, he would turn to his father. My apology. Freely, knowing that I'm going to my father.
Mm.
Because remember, the word father means a provider.
Mm.
Means someone who has got everything. Who is someone who is accountable and responsible in making sure I've got what I need. So being a spiritual son or a spiritual father, there is an element of permanence. Wow. If we come to a disagreement, we correct one another while it's remaining the relationship.
Right.
But in some other relationships can be broken.
Yes. But not
But this one is permanent. It also, it copies from the Father of the Creator of the heavens, our Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so Timothy also was also accountable to his father. Remember the issue of inheritance.
Mm.
We inherit physical things. We inherit that character, the name of the family.
Mm.
You should live within the confines of the belief system of the family as their identity.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And I think that's such an important point because we live in a world where it's very easy and it's almost encouraged that, you know, when the relationship gets tough, you must walk away, you know, cut them off, go on social media, call them toxic and say, I'm protecting my peace. But it's so important to know that there are some relationships and it doesn't have to be, you know, the husband and wife till death do us part. But even in this kind of a mentorship responsibility, to make it a commitment to say, this is it. I'm locked in. We are here and I'm going to support you through the ups and downs. We might disagree on some points. You might not like my correction on some points. I am not turning away from you. You are my spiritual son. And that is a permanent situation. That's powerful.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. And how can you cultivate relationships that move beyond teaching, right? That father-son relationship, that mentor-mentee relationship, to go beyond just teaching and into transformation?
Thank you so much. Number one, there is the one who is being mentored must not give up on the mentorship strategy
that
the mentor will be using. Remember, we previously said this is a permanent relationship.
Yes.
Number two, you see, the relationship that exists between Paul and Timothy, Paul would do follow-up after he teaches Timothy. He goes on the ground to find if he was implementing that which he had instructed him. It was not only theoretical. It goes on to practical application of the knowledge that Paul had given. So for relationship, it also needs to be smooth, to be nurtured. Before a mentor expects results from the mentee, they must nurture an intimate relationship that is closer, that is not disturbed.
Mm.
Because if the relationship is disturbed, that which you, the mentor, would want the mentee to carry out will not be accomplished.
Right.
Then also, there is need for feedback. the one who is being mentored must give feedback whether the assignment is simple, is heavy, is attainable, or not attainable.
Mm.
Then also, the one who is mentoring must also lift the standards of what he or she is teaching. Not like a crab which moves sideways and right. instructs the children to go straight.
Sure.
So this is a mutual responsibility
mm-hmm.
whereby the teaching is at the center, where the one being mentored and the mentor, both of them are living according to the standard of what someone is being expected to do.
Amen.
If my father expects me to be faithful, he must be also be faithful. Mm-hmm. Besides speaking, but living is another lifelong teaching strategy.
Mm. Mm.
So it goes beyond the teaching. In other words, we are saying it should be a livable.
Yes.
Evangelizing. Yes. Living that which we are teaching, mm. that which you are, so that the one who is being mentored will not come to a point where he or she will say, no, you, my teacher, you are teaching me a difficult assignment because you yourself, you are not able to carry out that which you are teaching.
Yeah. Yeah. Powerful. That's powerful. Evangel living. Love that. Now, what would it look like to mentor someone with the same intentionality that Paul showed?
Okay. Paul was determined to be a candidate of heaven.
Mm.
Remember, in the book of Timothy, that's where he said, I have fought a good fight. I am waiting for my crown mm. that I am going to be given, not me only, but those who also believe in the same belief.
Mm.
So, Paul, number one, he wants to mentor someone whom he was going to meet in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he wants also to reproduce a better Paul from Timothy, passing on the baton.
Yeah.
Was a good leader is someone who produces another leader from mm-hmm. his mentee. So he was not teaching for the sake of teaching, but he said after he is gone, he needs someone to carry over further the vision that he had.
Yeah.
That is, I think, only the New Testament would only find the phrase, I fought a good fight. It is not written anywhere. It was written to Timothy.
Wow.
So we should mentor someone so that he or she becomes like me
mm-hmm.
and he carries over the vision and we're going both to be saved.
Mm.
So in any area of mentorship, you should reproduce yourself
mm-hmm.
in the mentee.
Powerful, powerful. I love that. Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through once again. Such a beautiful lesson and so many incredible lessons that we get from this relationship between Paul and Timothy. And it's such a big responsibility, hey, being a mentor, but there's also a responsibility on the mentee's side as well. And I think that the lessons that we take from this particular relationship in the Bible are lessons that we can all apply in one way or another, regardless of whether we are the mentor or the mentee. So thank you so much for your time, and let's connect again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Thank you so much. Good day, ma'am.
Amen.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.